Oh yes, oh yes, we back in this bitch. It's your girl Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl, and we are back with another episode, mini episode I should say, of the Spiritual Homegirl podcast. Now before I get into any episode, short or long, I would like to give a shout out to you all for riding with your girl as we get through these first 8 months of the journey in Los Angeles. It has been one hell of a journey, but like I always say, out of the tens and thousands of podcasts that are in podcast land, you choose to lend me your ears once a week for about, well, used to be once a week for about an hour or so, and I hella appreciate that. It is a beautiful hot-ass day in the San Fernando Valley. I am walking by this fountain, and I said, you know what? I'm low-key settled, you know what I'm saying? Out here in L.A., I just made some big changes, and I said, you know what? It's time for me to check in with my folks. It's very important, and I'm gonna get into this at a later episode. Bear with me, y'all. I got my headphones on, so you might hear my microphone swanging in the wind, but it's very important to have a home base. And being in LA has really caused me to reassess what home is, where home is, and how I do shit at home. You feel me? I know the phrase, the cliche and shit is home is where the heart is. I nowadays think that home is where the spirit is at ease. And that's kind of where I'm at with it. And as of this moment here on Homegirl Thursday, which is the 18th of July, I believe that home is here in Los Angeles. I believe that there's parts of me that are in different places of the world. You know, there's places that I'll always have love for, and they'll always be home in some aspect. But as of present day, home is over here in LA, and I love it. But we got some shit to discuss, okay? Everything, and I do mean everything. And I say this with a smile on my face, okay? So I ain't tripping. But anything you can think of that could have happened in LA has happened in LA. Minus the whole selling drugs, using drugs. I ain't did them three. But everything has happened. Shady people, shady industry people, like business, potential legal disputes, copyright infringement. So many things that could have happened in LA has happened, but there's been a lot of good things too, though. You know what I'm saying? Like finding, you know, my soul family and having mentors and finding, you know, community initiatives and partnering up with great people to give back to the community. And most importantly, a lot of alignment has happened since I've been in LA for these past 8 months. And I could not have done this journey any differently than how it's been done. When I popped out of Atlanta with Yee at 5 in the morning on October 8th, 2018, on a goddamn new moon, I did not know what I was getting myself into. I knew I was going literally, like a thief in the night, in the middle of the damn night, take off on a journey of the unknown. That's exactly what it was. I remember riding through all these different states and Texas and stuff and just kind of wondering, like, what is going to happen when I get out here? And then when it was time for me to move again, I moved on a full moon into my permanent residence. And I'm just like, man, this is a beautiful thing. It's amazing how things just kind of align the way they're meant to. I had no idea that the date that I would pick to move a long time ago was going to be on a new moon. I had no idea that the time that I was going to eventually have to bounce out to get my permanent spot was going to be on a full moon. But it's just amazing that when you tap in and you just kind of go by what you've been guided to do and you follow instructions from your ancestors or your spirit guides or from God or your intuition, whatever it is, when you follow those instructions, you're going to always be on time in the place that you always supposed to be with the people you're supposed to be there with. And I've also learned the importance of sacrifice. A lot of times we think sacrifice is shit that's supposed to be voluntarily given up for the sake of a common goal or a greater good, right? Nah, sometimes sacrifice is shit that you got to give up and you ain't got no choice. And I learned that on this journey, I had to give up things and sacrifice voluntarily and involuntarily. But I will say, all of that served me well. And I'm very, very happy about that. I'm very blessed to have that. And I also noticed that you'll find the dopest of people in the unlikeliest of places and in the most unlikeliest of groups and things like that. So, I mean, I have a whole guardian angel out here that is the antithesis of what I was trying to even be around. But it's just really interesting because no matter what, people, you strip away the titles of a person, the money, monetary value of a person. And when I say monetary value, I mean like net worth and things like that. You strip that away, you strip away they dress, whether they dressed in colors or whether they dressed in suits, whether they dressed in designer, whether they dressed in yesterday's clothes, you feel me? Strip all that away. Strip the hair away. Strip the braggadocious talking and the barking and shit away. Well, normally I don't really associate with barkers anyway, but I'm just saying, strip away all that stuff that's associated with the quote-unquote value of who a person is. It's their heart that makes the difference. And I'm really, really fortunate to come across a few people that have been more than generous on the journey. And I have some faves already out here. I mean, it's been a beautiful thing. But I just want to tap in with y'all and let y'all know your girl is good. She gonna be good. It wasn't easy now. I know people say, oh, I want to get my stuff together so I can, you know, look like you. And I'm flattered, you feel me? But it's almost like y'all have no idea. I just make the struggle look good. One of my OGs told me that. Like, you make the struggle look good, girl. And I'm like, shit. If that's what you want to call it. But, yeah, it's not been easy. But it's been the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. But it's been the most fulfilling thing that I've ever done in my life. And I'm just really grateful. And I'm so overjoyed to be here. And I'm even happier because since I have a home base, a permanent home base, I can now create as freely as I want to. That makes me so happy. I mean, if you think about what a hummingbird, as y'all know, I love hummingbirds and stuff. But if you identify with the animal and certain things like that, you'll notice your totems and you are very, very similar. And with hummingbirds, they're always on the move and they're unable to be caged in. And when they're in situations that cause them to be caged in, they're not really happy. They represent joy. So when you try to cage in something that's used to being on the move and spreading love and joy and things like that, it causes them to not really be what they're supposed to be. And I mean, me being a person that identifies with hummingbirds, I almost had that same issue. So I'm really glad that we got through that. And shit, we out here now. You know what I'm saying? So shit, we on. But I just wanted to let y'all know that that's what's going on. We gonna talk a lot. When I say I could write a book on this move to California, I could write a whole book. But what we're finna do is we're gonna chop it up into different episodes. And I've also met some pretty dope people that I wanna bring onto the show that's based out here in LA. So I'm really, really excited. And I thank y'all for riding with me. And what else is going on? I'm trying to keep this short. Oh, Tribe Letter comes out tomorrow. Now, if you haven't been familiar with my Tribe Letters, it's a once a month now monthly newsletter that pretty much taps in on all things culture, life lessons, spiritual wellness, etc., right? And I used to do it once a week. And while I was trying to figure out the move and output and things like that, I felt like once a month would be pretty cool for now. And cancer season's almost over. So I said, you know what, let me do one for cancer season. So that's going to come out tomorrow. So if you have not signed up, please sign up at spiritualhomegirl.com. Or you can go to my Instagram, click the link to sign up on the mailing list. I've tweeted about it if you follow me on Twitter. So, you know what I'm saying, fuck with me, sign up for that if you want to get a letter. I also have a texting service too. If you want to get some text messages from me, you can definitely do so. It's just this whole journey has been wild. Matter of fact, let me find that number so y'all can text me. So text loved one, LOVEDONE, at 323-765-3996. I'm going to send something out within the next 24 hours. But that's Tribe Letter, that's texting. Oh, and my YouTube is cool. I have a lot of footage. And I think I just want to start documenting stuff. I know it's all cute and shit to have your little intro and your little packages and shit put together. I don't mind doing a mix of packages and impromptu stuff because I feel like the journey is not polished. So I might just post a video one day of just something, you know, me chilling on makeup as I usually am and just talking shit. I mean, I like to do that. I don't want to feel like I have to dress things up and be, how do you call it? I don't want to feel like I have to dress things up and make things pretty for it to be authentic. I know that's what kind of how we move in that society, and I feel like that's cool and that's cute for like TV, but like this real life over here. So if you want to get in prompt too, that's how we're going to get it. And is there anything else that I want to say? YouTube, text messaging, trial letter. Oh, merch. We're trying some new stuff too with that, but I'm not going to share that just yet. And let's see. I think that's it for now. I'm just going to keep it short because I don't want to talk y'all ear up. I know it is Homegirl Thursday and I should have an episode with that. But before I officially return, I just wanted to tap in with y'all and let y'all know is what we're rolling with for the 2019, for the rest of the year. We're going to really be more consistent. That's pretty much the thing for the rest of this year. That's the word. As far as the word, it's consistency, right? That's the hardest thing for us as humans to do. But shit, we gonna see how it go. But I'm super happy. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy to be able to talk to y'all once again. I missed y'all. I missed y'all so much. Oh, man. My Instagram was becoming selfies and shit. I said, oh, let me tighten the fuck up. Let me create something so people can be reminded of what I'm here for. I got a mission to fulfill. You feel me? So we back. We back and we better than ever. The best of spirits, best of health, best of mind. And I'm just really juiced to continue the mission. But I don't want to hold y'all. So this has been another mini episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Maria. And remember, y'all, trust the journey and trust yourself. Peace.